Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week one, day five of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 1:11. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 1, verse 11. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these along with the exiles when they came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. There's actually a lot happening in that verse right there. The journey from Babylon to Jerusalem, it was actually quite difficult. It took months to make this journey. So this, you know, we're saying, hey, they took these and they went. And in our modern context, we're going to say, well, yeah, you got in a car and you drove, or you hopped on a plane and you flew over there and you were there later that day. Now, this was a months-long journey for a whole bunch of exiles with a whole bunch of stuff. In addition to all of these articles of gold and silver and I'm sure bronze and whatever else, there's all of the money and all of the stuff that they've been given. So this is quite an entourage, and there's a lot of money traveling with this entourage. This is a crazy moment where all of these people are taking a great amount of wealth with them. I mean, imagine going in and to Fort Knox and saying, give us all your gold that you have in this place. We're going to take it with us through Mexico, down to like South America, or Central America, whatever. We're gonna travel by foot and with donkeys, and we need all the gold, and we're going to take it down there. How far do you think you're going to get before people come and try and rob you and take these things from you? This is a big deal. This is a huge deal that they're taking this much stuff. But in this, we're also being told that they took all of this stuff and they made it to Jerusalem. On top of that, I love how meticulous the Persians were with this, right? The Babylonians, they obviously had records of all of the articles of gold and silver and bronze and all that had come up from the temple. And so they have passed on all of these records, or the Persians have acquired all of these records. And the Persians have their own records, or they're at least using the Babylonian records, and they're going through this meticulously, counting all of this stuff out and giving it to Sheshbazzar so they can take it, right? So there are meticulous records being kept over all of these things, and the Lord made sure that those records were kept. I mean, he could have had the people of Israel overthrown by barbarians who didn't read or write or anything like that. He had some of the most meticulous record keepers in human history overthrow the people of Jerusalem so that all of these articles of gold and silver would make their way back to the temple. I find that amazing. So much of this story is God's amazing providence and love, even in the midst of the tragedy and just the horror of what the Babylonian captivity was and the wars that went on that led to that. Even in the midst of that, the Lord never says, you know, you're not my people, I don't like you. He's taken care of them and all of their stuff in the process, or a lot of their stuff, a lot of the stuff from the temple. He took care of it. He made sure that these people took care of it, probably through just their attention to detail and probably a little bit of fear of what's going to happen if we lay hold of this, if we put our hands on this like the last king of Babylon did. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.